Heights and Pleasant Valley and Edge Hill.
Now, if you were talking about where the main offices of the big banks are located, you'd refer to that area?
Downtown.
And how about where the oldest stores are, you'd call that?
It's downtown, too.
Are there any neighborhoods that can be identified with particular, ethnic groups of any kind? This is so easy to ask you yourself, but, any names for these neighborhoods that, say, somebody who didn't live in Little Rock might not recognize, but that you could designate?
Well, aside from just, you know, like the east side, there is one, and it's called Panky. And there's one now, this is not in Little Rock, but there's a Little Italy.
Oh, really?
And a Little Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's pretty close. It's right, just inside the city limits, I think,
really?
Or just outside.
I didn't even know that. I didn't realize that they had it.
Yeah, at least I'd been told that.
Well,
I haven't ever been
what
there.
Is
Panky is black.
When you mentioned the east side, is it east
black too.
That part of the city.
It's downtown and east.
Is this
we're in West Little Rock,
these neighborhoods like Little Italy and
those are little communities almost, but Panky is more or less like, it's not really community. I don't know, maybe it's in between a community and a neighborhood.
Like in these various ethnic groups, like let's say take one like Panky, do poor members of the group live in different neighborhoods? Like are there some
like middle class people in Panky? No.
Okay.
No, it's all like poor.
Yeah. Okay. Are there some like upper or middle class black neighborhoods?
Not in Little Rock, not yet, really. There's been some projects, you know, type of things, but as far as middle class and upper class blacks, you know, the neighborhoods getting started, there really hadn't been much of that.
But if there were any, then they would just live in...
They would probably, they have tried, I think, to get in, like, Western Little Rock and all, but they meet with a lot of resistance. So they still live pretty much east.
Pretty much east, and they would probably... So then that there would be cases of like middle class people living in the same neighborhood if they were, say, black with poorer people?
Now, if the area wasn't just real, real bad, you know, they might. I'm not real sure, really, about that.
Well, are there any like ethnic commercial centers? Like, is there a black business district?
Now, downtown. There's been more blacks moving in downtown. I don't know, the middle class and upper class black thing is so new. Middle class black is so new that in Little Rock, I just really don't know where they are exactly.
In like this, like Little Italy and Little Poland, and do various classes live within those?
I think so, but I'm not real sure. I've never visited there or anything.
Yeah.
Just kind of heard about it.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about, I don't think we had a tape going, but you know when we were talking about the new rich and the old rich and that kind of thing, I don't think we had a tape on them, did we?
Did
we? If we had that, then we had that tape. Because, you know, you were talking about there was Pleasant Valley.
Yeah, that's kind of the new rich.
Right, and then the old rich was...
like Edge Hill and up in the Heights, here in the Heights.
Now, how about some names of just like middle class type neighborhoods?
Now, Kamak Village, you know where Kamak Village is.
I've heard of it.
It's just made up of really about maybe 8 to 10 blocks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's within Little Rock. Here's
right
up the street.
I know what you're talking
about. But it's just a little bitty community all its own, even though it's just a matter of blocks.
Mm-hmm.